Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Anna Forseth, the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Forseth.
Thank you for having me.
As part of World Pork Expo, you discussed the implications of African swine fever in the Western Hemisphere. First of all, where has ASF been confirmed in the Western Hemisphere, and in what numbers?
Yeah, so I can't necessarily speak to the numbers of positive cases detected, but our focus right now is on cases in Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
What are the key implications of ASF in the Dominican Republic and Haiti for the United States, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So it's close. It's close to our borders, and so I think that's what initially perked everyone's ears up, so to speak. This has not been a disease that's been detected in the Western Hemisphere for almost 40 years, and so it really is important that the U.S. producers kind of have our guard up and are aware of the risk, recognizing that, again, geographically, it's really close to our borders right now, and there's a lot of traffic internationally, and so we just have to be aware of how close the threat is.
Where is the greatest risk for the U.S. at this point, and what are the factors?
The greatest risk for the U.S. In relation to Haiti and the Dominican Republic, I guess you could answer that in two ways. We could start by talking about the closeness to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are U.S. territories, and there's a lot of boat traffic back and forth, in addition to other modes of travel, certainly. But I think that the risk is high with individuals moving product, animals, just individuals moving themselves who may have been around infected or affected materials from the DR to Puerto Rico. If Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands get a positive case because they're U.S. territories, it could impact the U.S. It could have large trade implications for the United States. And so I think that would be the first factor that we would be concerned about. And then secondly, there's decent traffic back and forth from the United States to the Dominican Republic. Individuals certainly living in the United States who are from the DR or who have family in the DR, and so we're aware of that. And consider that there might be some risks associated with that travel or individuals bringing product back during visits to and from the DR. So,
in the event of an outbreak in Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands, what are the implications regarding trade, particularly with the continental U.S.?
Yeah, that's another great but complicated question to answer. So the United States has been working to put in place what we call a protection zone around Puerto Rico, and that's, again, because the risk is high. The threat is high that that Puerto Rico might contract a case from the Dominican Republic. And so if Puerto Rico is to get a positive case, currently the U.S. has put in place some parameters that would suggest that it's lower risk. So a few examples would be that we are restricting some movement of swine, germplasm, pork products between Puerto Rico and the United States. We're working on surveillance and education within that island, and then increasing surveillance measures. And so with all that said, it suggests that there's lower risk that a case can get from Puerto Rico, if there is one, to the United States. And so if Puerto Rico is to get positive now that that protection zone is in place, then there are some countries that have said that they would still continue trade with the United States, but there are some countries that haven't agreed to that. And so, again, it all comes back to the fact that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, and if we get a positive case there, then it could impact the opportunity for trade from mainland U.S., but we're working on trying to address that with this protection zone.
Do we have countries that have agreed to accept that protection zone?
There have been two as of today. So Japan and Canada have had conversations with USDA and have agreed to kind of the current parameters of the protection zone. But there are at least 18 others that USDA is in the process of communicating with to try to get them to accept the protection zone so that we can protect the trade opportunities for mainland pork producers.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I would just like to say that it's more important now than ever that U.S. pork producers are aware of the threat and do everything they can to protect their farms. That starts with biosecurity, but just being aware of the threat is a really big deal for the greater swine industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Anna Forseth, the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online at World Pork Expo 2022 in Des Moines, I'm Bruce Cochran.